Okay. Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everyone, for attending our public meeting. This second day of June 2025. We're a little bit late, 7:03 starting. Bon, j'aimerais remercier tout le monde qui est ici de votre présence ce deuxième jour de juin pour la rencontre publique de le conseil municipal. Donc, pour commencer, nous allons adopter notre ordre du jour. Avant de l'adoption, j'ai des ajouts à faire mettre sur l'agenda. Pour 9.3, pour autoriser la signature de renouvellement de l'entente avec la MRC de la Vallée Gatineau, les bouts de fosse septique. 9.3, to authorize the signing of the renewal of the agreement with the MRC de la Vallée Gatineau for septic tank sludge. 11.4, pour accorder un don, élève finissant l'école primaire Queen Elizabeth. 11.4, to make a donation, graduating students from Queen Elizabeth School, Elementary School. 11.5, pour accorder un don, élève finissant pavillon Saint-Nom de Marie à la Saint-Marie. 11.5, to make a donation, graduating students, pavillon Nom Saint-Marie in Lake Saint-Marie. And le dernier, 11.6, non, il y en a un sous travaux publics. 8.4, limite de vitesse sur le chemin. C'est-tu Donovan? So 8.4, speed limit on Donovan Road.
J'aimerais ça.
Attends, j'ai pas fini.
OK.
Il y a aussi le 11.6 pour octroyer un don voyage culturel en Espagne, deux étudiants de l'école Sacré-Cœur de Graceville. So 11.6, to make a donation, cultural trip to Spain, three students from Sacré-Cœur School in Graceville. Excuse-moi, Joanne, je t'ai interrompu.
C'est parce qu'à 8.4, là, je ne sais pas si on le met ensemble ou si on le met à part, à 8.5, on demande des attention à nos enfants, là, des pancartes, attention à nos enfants sur Donovan puis sur Burroughs.
Mais on ne peut pas le mettre dans la même résolution que 8.4?
C'est correct. Okay, d'abord, merci. On mentionne là, qu'il va y avoir des pancartes, attention à nos enfants.
C'est ça. C'est fait. Fait que là, si tout le monde est d'accord, on va faire le...
Tu as proposé l'agenda?
Oui. Donc, ça c'est hors du jour. Luc Thierge, puis Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Ils ont un agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. Là, je reviens. Deuxième item sur notre agenda. C'est remise de certificats de reconnaissance à certains élèves de l'école secondaire St. Michael's pour leur bravoure lors d'un incident survenu le 25 avril 2025. So, number two is a presentation of certificates of recognition to certain students at St. Michael's High School for their bravery during an incident that occurred on April 25, 2025. So, I'm going to read a little speech to start with. And, ben, c'est parce qu'il faut, il faut absolument que je le lis en français, après ça en anglais. Donc, mesdames et messieurs, chers membres de notre communauté, nous désirons profiter du fait que nous soyons réunis ce soir en cette séance ordinaire du Conseil municipal le 2 juin 2025. Pour prendre un moment afin d'honorer et remercier des jeunes citoyens dont les gestes courageux méritent notre admiration. Nous souhaitons reconnaître publiquement l'acte de bravoure remarquable de 6 jeunes de l'école secondaire Saint-Michael qui composent de Brody Brown, Gavin Carroll, Landon Carroll, Addison Kelly, Cole Lamarche and Carson Reed, qui, face à une situation critique où la vie d'une personne était en danger, ont fait preuve d'un sang-froid, d'un discernement et d'un courage exemplaire pour lui porter secours en communiquant avec les services d'urgence et en demeurant sur les lieux jusqu'à leur arrivée. Alors que d'autres auraient pu hésiter ou détourner le regard, ces jeunes ont agi. Ensemble, ils ont démontré que l'héroïsme n'a pas d'âge, que la solidarité peut surgir spontanément et que le sens du devoir existe bel et bien chez nos jeunes. Par leur intervention rapide et leur détermination, ils ont aussi posé un geste inspirant pour toute notre communauté. Ils sont devenus un symbole d'espoir, de responsabilité et de civisme. Donc, là, je vais juste... Au nom de la loi... OK. I'm going to read it in English now. So, ladies and gentlemen, dear members of the community, we would like to take advantage of the fact that we are gathered here tonight for this regular meeting of Municipal Council of June 2nd, 2025, to take a moment to honor and thank some young citizens whose courageous actions deserve our admiration. We would like to publicly recognize the remarkable act of bravery of 6 young people from St. Michael's High School, Brody Brown, Gavin Carroll, Landon Carroll, Addison Kelly, Cole Lamarche, and Carson Reed, who faced with a critical situation where a person's life was in danger, showed exemplary composure, judgment, and courage in coming to their aid by contacting emergency services and remaining at the scene until their arrival. While others might have hesitated or looked away, these young people took action. Together, they demonstrated the heroism knows no age, that solidarity can arise spontaneously, and that a sense of duty does indeed exist among our young people. Through their quick action and determination, they also set an inspiring example for our entire community. They have become a symbol of hope, responsibility, and civic mindedness. On behalf of the Township of Lowe and the Association of the Lowe Firefighters, we are presenting them today with a certificate of bravery and a medal as a token of official recognition, but also with immense gratitude from the bottom of our hearts. So thank you, dear young people, for your courage. You are an example to us all. So, là, je demanderai au directeur du service de sécurité incendie, aux représentants de l'association des pompiers et se joignent à moi pour la remise des certificats et des médailles de procéder à une prise de photo officielle. So, I'd like to ask the director of fire safety and representatives of the Firefighters Association to join me for the presentation of certificates and medals and to take official photos. Fait qu'on va là?
Ouais.
Brody Brown,
he shouldn't. Madame la mairesse, oui. Est-ce qu'on peut inviter les autres des services d'urgence de venir se joindre à vous en arrière pour ajouter? OK.
Addison Kelly. Nice picture.
Sur une route forestière isolée, loin de toute aide, vous avez été témoin d'une scène tragique et traumatique. Dans ce moment difficile, grâce à votre réaction rapide, nous avons pu transporter le patient à l'hôpital. Votre geste a compté. En fin de compte, vous avez fait ce que chacun de nous espère de faire à chaque appel d'urgence. Vous avez donné aux patients une chance de se battre. Ce fut un événement difficile pour nous tous, une épreuve que personne de votre âge ne devrait vivre. N'oubliez pas de continuer à prendre soin l'un et les autres, d'un et l'autre, et de vous exprimer lorsque vous avez besoin de parler. C'est aussi une part importante du courage. Au nom de l'Association des pompiers de l'eau, nous sommes honorés de remettre à chacun d'entre vous ces médailles commémorantes. Votre devoir civique de l'occasion 16, nous vous remercions.
Good evening. I have the privilege of serving as Vice President of the Lowell Volunteer Firefighters Association this evening. We are proud to honor these six young people. That evening on a remote forest road, miles from help, you witnessed a tragic and traumatic scene. In that difficult moment, thanks to your quick response, we were able to transport the patient to the hospital. Your actions matter. Ultimately, you did what each of us hoped to do every emergency call. You gave the patient a fighting chance. This was a difficult event for us all, one that no one your age should have to go through. Please remember to continue to take care of one another, talk about it when needed. That is also an important part of courage. On behalf of the Firefighters Association, we are honored to present each of you with the medal commemorating your civic duty from Station 16. We thank you.
Bon, ben là, on a perdu beaucoup de monde.
Yeah, you can come over.
Fait que là, on continue la rencontre. Donc, numéro 3, c'est la présentation du rapport financier de l'exercice. Se déterminant le 31 décembre 2024, accompagné du rapport de vérificateur indépendant de la firme Daniel Tétrault, CPA Auditeur. So item number 3 is the presentation of the financial report for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, accompanied by the report of the independent auditor presented by Daniel Thériault, CPA, auditor firm. À vous la parole.
Merci beaucoup. Est-ce que vous voulez que j'aille
le... Ouais, le micro.
Ah oui.
Le micro.
OK, on peut faire les deux.
So I'm going to present in French first, and then I'll come in English.
My pleasure. Donc, on va commencer avec la présentation des états financiers en date du 31 décembre 2024. Vous allez pouvoir suivre avec moi sur l'écran géant. Si vous avez des questions, n'hésitez pas. Alors, premièrement, on va commencer avec l'état des résultats. Premièrement, les revenus. Plus gros revenu de la municipalité, comme dans toutes les autres municipalités, c'est les revenus de taxes. On a 2,6 millions de revenus de taxes. Ensuite, compensation tenant lieu de taxes, 48 000. Je tiens à mentionner aussi, la colonne du centre, c'est les chiffres de 2024. Ceux à gauche, c'était ceux qui étaient budgétés en début d'année. Et à droite, c'est la différence entre les chiffres réels et le budget. Donc, je recommence, revenus de taxes, 2,6 millions. Compensation, tenant lieu de taxes, 48 000. Les transferts, 877 000. Il y a une différence quand même de 217 000 avec le budget à cause d'une subvention pour la collecte sélective de 189 000 qui n'avait pas été budgétée. Ensuite de ça, les services rendus, 35 000. Imposition de droits, 98 000. Il y a une quand même une bonne différence aussi avec le budget de 38 000. À cause qu'il y a eu 50 000 $ de revenus de moins pour les droits de mutation, donc moins de déménagement, moins d'acquisition. Et il y a eu 20 000 $ par contre de plus de revenus de carrière sablière. Ensuite, amende et pénalité, 2 500 $ revenus d'intérêt, 75 000 autres revenus, 42 000 ça donne un total de 3,8 millions de revenus pour la ville de Lourdes pour l'année financière qui s'est terminée le 31 décembre 2024. Maintenant, on continue avec les dépenses. L'administration générale, 811 000. Là-dedans, ça comprend les dépenses du conseil de ville, la gestion financière puis le département d'évaluation. Deuxième dépense, sécurité publique, 539 000, qui comprend les policiers, les pompiers, la sécurité civile. Il y a une différence de 60 000 quand même avec le budget. Ça fait que 60 000 $ de plus que prévu, à cause qu'il y a eu beaucoup de feux cette année, donc beaucoup d'appels. Transport, 1 200 000. Ça comprend l'entretien des chemins l'été et l'hiver, toute la signalisation. L'hygiène du milieu, 713 000. Ça comprend les matières résiduelles, l'aqueduc, l'eau potable, eau usée. Ensuite, aménagement, urbanisme et développement, 105 000. Loisirs et culture, 127 000. Frais de financement, 94 000. Et remboursement de la dette long terme, 206 000 $. Ça nous donne un excédent de fin d'exercice de 58 000 avant les affectations. Dans le bas de la page, on retrouve les affectations. Il y a eu 29 000 premièrement pour l'investissement. Ensuite, il y a eu 131 000 qui avait été budgété, qui avait été affecté, excusez-moi, pour le fonctionnement cette année. Mais comme on peut voir à la fin, avec un excédent de 145 000, on n'aurait pas eu besoin finalement. Et aussi, il y a 15 000 $ pour le fonds réservé. Est-ce que vous avez des questions pour l'état des résultats? C'est quelque chose qui n'était pas clair?
Est-ce que tu vas y aller tout de suite en anglais pour cette feuille-là?
Je crois que oui, okay. Ça vous convient. All right, so now I'm going to do the same thing in English. So I'm going to present the financial statements as of... Oh, of course, sorry. Can you hear me now? All right. So I'm going to present the financial statements as of December 31st, 2024. So it's important to keep that in mind. It's not as of today, it's as of December 31st, 2024. So we'll start with the income statement. In the middle, we can see the actual numbers of 2024. On the left side, the budgeted amounts. And on the right side, the difference between the actual and budgeted amounts. So first of all, for the revenues, we have the taxes revenues, which are always the biggest revenue in a city, 2.6 million. Next, we have payments and year of taxes, $48,000. Transfers, $877,000. There was a difference between the budgeted amount and the actual amount because there was a loan that was received on December 27th that was not known when we did the budget. Next, we have service rendered, $35,000. Rights and fees, $98,000. There's a difference of $38,000 with the budget, $50,000 lower on duty on transfer for the property, so less sales than expected. But there was $20,000 more for the sand quarry. Next, we have fines and penalties, $2,500. Interest revenue, $75,000. And other revenue, $42,000. We have a total of $3.8 million in revenues. Next, we have the expenses. The first one, general administration, which consists of the city council, financial management, and the evaluation department. $811,000. Next, public safety, which includes the police, the firefighters, civil security, $539,000. And there was $60,000 more than expected because there were more calls for the firefighters, more action this year. Yes, a lot of fires. Next, we have transportation, which include the summer and winter road maintenance, the signals on the road, the road traffic. We have 1.2 million. Environmental help, $713,000, which include waste management, aqueduct, drinking water, and wastewater. Next, land use planning, $105,000. Recreational and culture, $127,000. Financing expenses, $94,000. And the debt repayment, $206,000. We finished the year with a surplus of $58,000 before the allocations. And then at the bottom, you can see all the allocation. First of all, there's $29,000 for the investment activities, $131,000 from the restricted operating surplus that was budgeted at the beginning of the year to cover the general administration. But as you can see at the bottom, there's a surplus of $145,000, so the restricted operating surplus was not needed after all. Do you guys have any questions for the income statement? No questions? So I'll go back in French, but I'll be back right after. Ensuite, on a l'État, l'excédent d'investissement à des fins fiscales, donc un État qui explique comment qu'on a subventionné les immobilisations, qui sont des dépenses à long terme de la municipalité. Donc, dans les revenus d'investissement, on a 270 000 là, qui proviennent de différentes subventions. Premièrement, la subvention TEC, 132 000. Une subvention pour l'éducation de 59 000. La subvention PPA, 43 600. Et une subvention de la MRC de 35 000. Il y a aussi eu une affectation pour les investissements de 29 000 qu'on a vu plus tôt. Ça donne des revenus d'investissement de 300 000. Où qu'est allé cet argent-là, on le voit plus bas. Dans les acquisitions d'immobilisation, des travaux de chemin de 129 000 et aussi un bâtiment et des sentiers pour la loisir et la culture de 126 000. On termine l'année avec un surplus d'investissement de 43 000 qui était pour couvrir le déficit de 43 000 de l'année passée. Ça conclut qu'est-ce qui s'est passé au niveau de vos investissements. Avez-vous des questions pour ça? All right, so I'll present now the investment activities. First of all, we had the investment income. There was different loans from the government that covered for all the capital asset expenses. The first loan was the TEC, $132,000. Next, we got a loan from education, $59,000. The PPA loan, $43,000, and $35,000 from the region, from the MRC. We can also see the $29,000 that I presented earlier that came from the surplus. Where did that money go now? We can see a bit lower that the capital assets that were purchased. First of all, $129,000 for road work, $126,000 for building and trails. Then we finished a year with a surplus of $43,000, which is there to cover the deficit of last year of $43,000. Any question on the operating investment? Yes, sir.
There was a deficit last year of $43,000. I thought the municipality couldn't have a deficit.
No, just in regards of the investment activities, there was a deficit of $43,000 for where did the money invested money last year for the long-term asset. So everything that it's an expense on the long-term over a year. Last year, we didn't have a deficit. But actually, a city can have a debt, and it can have a deficit as well. And last year, for the investment activity, there was a deficit of $43,000. But it was planned this year to recover that deficit from last year.
That was for investment activities.
Solely.
So we spent more than we budgeted.
Last year.
Yeah.
In investments, not an operating one.
Exactly, just for the investments.
Not an operating deficit.
No.
Exactly. A deficit for the investment activities
like
solely.
The car, the gazebo, all that.
Yeah.
Part of that.
The roads maintenance.
And
part of that. The vehicles.
Yeah. Does that make sense, sir? Perfect. Thank you. Alors, maintenant, il va y avoir le dernier état financier que je vous présente, qui est l'état de la situation financière, donc en d'autres mots, le bilan. Premièrement, on a les actifs, donc qu'est-ce que la municipalité possède? Premièrement, on a 67 000 $ dans le compte de banque, ce qui est très bon, 66 000 de plus que dans le nid. Ensuite, dans les comptes à recevoir, 1,6 million, qui comprend des taxes municipales de 565 000. Ça, c'est toujours en date du 31 décembre, je vous rappelle. On a aussi 114 000 à recevoir de Recyc Québec, 83 000 à recevoir de Prabam, 219 000 de TPS TVQ à recevoir et 159 000 de la TEC. Ensuite, dans les passifs, les choses que la municipalité doit payer éventuellement, un emprunt bancaire de 680 000, des comptes à payer de 297 000, des revenus reportés de 334 000 qui comprennent des revenus de carrière sablière de 220 000. Je vous rappelle que les revenus de carrière sablière sont toujours reportés jusqu'à temps qu'on ait besoin d'investir dans la carrière sablière. Il y a une subvention d'Hydro-Québec de 80 000 qui n'a pas encore été utilisée. des taxes perçues d'avance de 33 740. Et finalement, dans les passifs, il y a la dette long terme de 852 000. Et on m'a dit tantôt qu'il y avait 700 000 de cette dette-là qui était pour la route.
Chemin de la rive.
Chemin de la rive. Exact, avec une taxe sectorielle pour ce chemin-là. Finalement, dans le bas de la page, on voit les excédents. On a les actifs long terme, les immobilisations, 5 millions. Les propriétés destinées à la revente, 37 000. Les stocks, 91 000. Les autres actifs non financiers, qui sont les assurances payées d'avance, de 44 000. Dans le bas de la page, on a tous les surplus. Premièrement, les surplus de fonctionnement non affectés. Qu'est-ce qui s'est accumulé dans la municipalité à travers les années et qui n'a toujours pas été affecté? 220 000. L'excédent de fonctionnement affecté, 230 000. Les réserves financières et fonds réservés, 110 000. Et en investissement net, 4,2 millions. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions sur le bilan ou sur n'importe quelle autre partie des états financiers? En français. All right, so the last financial statement that I'll present is the balance sheet. First of all, in the balance sheet, we have the assets, so things that the municipality owns. First of all, we have cash, $67,000. Accounts receivable, $1.7 million, which consists of $565,000 from the municipal taxes, $114,000 from the loan Recyc-Québec, $83,000 from Prabam, $219,000 for the goods and services taxes, and $159,000 from the tech loan. Next, we have the liability, so the thing that the municipality owe. The bank loan is first, $680,000. Accounts payable, $297,000. The deferred revenue, $334,000, which consists of $220,000 of Seine Quarry, which is always deferred. A loan from Hydro-Québec, which hasn't been used yet, $80,000. $34,000 of prepaid taxes. And we have the long-term debt of $852,000, which I was told earlier is for a road.
There's a large portion, yeah.
A large portion. For Chemin de la Rive, $700 of the long-term debt is for
$700,000.
Sorry, thank you. All right. Finally, the long-term asset, tangible capital assets, $5 million. Properties for sale, $37,000. Inventory, $91,000, and other non-financial assets, $44,000, which are the prepaid insurance. At the bottom of the page, we have the equity. Unrestricted operating surplus, $220,000. Restricted operating surplus, $230,000. Reserve fund, $110,000. And the net investments, $4.2 million. Do you guys have any questions on the financial statements? So I'm going to stay here a little longer unless, if you guys have any more questions later, I'll be here for a few more minutes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oui, je crois que
pour l'adopter.
Non, pas tout de suite.
Merci. Bon, nous allons continuer avec l'agenda. Donc, on a période de questions, numéro 4. So, number 4 is question period, if anyone has questions. S'il y a quelqu'un qui a des questions. Ça n'a pas l'air?
Non.
Bon, on continue. Numéro 5, pour accepter le procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenue le 5 mai 2025. Number 5, to adopt the minutes of the ordinary meeting of municipal council on May 5th, 2025.
Vous êtes proposé.
Donc, Luc Thivierge, Chenet Robert, tout le monde est d'accord, et vous en agreement?
Oui, yes. Yes.
Merci. On continue, numéro... Administration, 6.1, pour accepter le rapport comptable 2025-05, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à effectuer les paiements, compte à payer au montant de 300 233,88 sous, compte payé au montant de 146 552,01 sous. Attendez. Juste une minute. Hein. Allez, soyez patients. Pour un total de 446 785,89 sous. So, administration 6.1 to accept accounting report 2025-05. Authorize the office of the director general to make payments. Accounts payable in the amount of $300,233.88. Accounts paid in the amount of $146,552.01 for a total of $446,785.89.
Je vais le proposer. Luc Thivierge.
Je vais le seconder. Joanne Maillé. Tout le monde est d'accord et vous en agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Ça marche bien, ça va bien. So, 6.2. Pour accepter le dépôt du rapport financier consolidé 2024, municipalité canton de l'eau, pour l'exercice financier terminé le 31 décembre 2024, surplus au montant de $145,017. 6.2 is to accept the tabled. Tabling of the 2024 consolidated financial report. Municipality of Township of Lowe for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, with a surplus in the amount of $145,017.
I'll propose it.
I'll second.
Chenet Robin, Maureen Rice, tout le monde est d'accord, everyone in agreement?
Unanime?
Oui, unanime, si vous voulez.
Oui.
Excuse-moi, mais juste question à vous, Mme Nadon. Est-ce qu'on n'a pas lu la lettre de notre État?
Non.
Excusez, c'est le site Internet.
OK,
c'est
merci.
Ça, c'est le rapport consolidé qu'on lit en séance.
OK, parfait. Bon, 6.3. Avis de motion et dépôt du projet de règlement. Règlement numéro 2025-004 pour abroger le règlement numéro SQ 2021-005 RM 2022-007 et SQ 2017-005 concernant les animaux applicables par la Sûreté du Québec dans la municipalité canton de l'eau.
Madame la mairesse, on a besoin d'un nom sur cet avis de motion. J'imagine que ça va être votre nom.
Je pourrais bien mettre mon nom. 6.3, notice of motion and tabling of a draft bylaw, bylaw 2025-004, to repeal bylaw number SQ 2021-005, RM 2022-007, and SQ 2017-005 concerning animals applicable by the Sûreté du Québec in the municipality of the Township of Lowe. Donc, c'est un dépôt, puis moi, je vais mettre mon nom là-dessus. L'avis. C'est ça ici, là. Bon. 6.4, pour adopter le règlement portant numéro 2025-003, règlement d'emprunt décrétant une dépense de 500 000 et un emprunt de 500 000 pour l'acquisition d'un camion pour la collecte des matières résiduelles. 6.4 is to adopt the bylaw 2025-003, bylaw to decree an expense of $500,000 and a loan of $500,000 for the acquisition of a truck for the residual waste collection.
Je vais proposer.
Merci, Luc Thivierge.
I'll second it.
Lee Angus. Tout le monde est d'accord, il y a un agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. OK. Là, on est rendu à sécurité publique. 7.1, pour demander une aide financière, programme d'aide financière pour la formation des pompiers volontaires ou à temps partiel, ministère de la Sécurité publique, formation officielle non urbaine, caserne numéro 16. So, public safety, 7.1, to request financial assistance. Financial assistance program for training, volunteer and part-time firefighters. Ministry of Public Safety, Non-Urban Officer Training, Fire Station Number 16.
Je vais les abonder.
C'est bien ça ici. So, Chelin Robert, Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice, abstient.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui. So,
yes.
Maureen McAvoy, everyone is agreement. Elle, with the exception of Maureen Rice. 7.2. Pour autoriser M. Michel Lemieux, directeur du service de sécurité incendie, et Chien Robert, directeur adjoint du service de sécurité incendie, à assister au 57e congrès de l'Association des chefs en sécurité incendie du Québec, qui se passe, va être du 14 au 17 juin 2025, décréter une dépense maximale de 3 500 taxes en surplus. So, 7.2, to authorize both M. Michel Lemieux, Director of Fire Safety Services, and Chenet Robert, Deputy Director of Fire Safety Services, to attend the 57th Congress of the Associations of Fire Safety Chiefs of Quebec, June 24th to 17th, 2025, and also decree a maximum expense of $3,500 plus taxes.
Je vais le proposer, Madame la mairesse, mais je voudrais faire sûr qu'il y ait un rapport qui soit écrit pour cette conférence-là. Alors, oui, okay. Faire sûr.
Luc Thivierge and Maureen Rice.
Je veux rien qu'avoir l'information, c'est 3500 en tout. Plus taxes. Oui, mais je veux dire, est-ce que c'est par personne ou en tout? En tout. Okay.
Tout le monde est d'accord avec un agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
OK, Chelin s'abstient. Oui. OK. OK. Je veux juste. OK, on est rendu là. Travaux publics. 8.1, pour demander au ministère du Transport du Québec la réduction de la vitesse, la limite de vitesse, installation d'enseignes pour les écoles, les écoliers, excusez, route provinciale 105, intersection du chemin du lac Bernard-Nord. So, to request at the Quebec Ministry of Transportation speed limit reduction, installation of signs for school children at the intersection of Highway 105 and Lac Bernard North Road.
Je vais le proposer.
I'll second it.
C'est ça. Luc Thivierge, Gislain Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui. Oui.
Merci. OK. 8.2, c'est pour accepter une soumission en 5 au garage municipal, décréter une dépense maximale de 1360 taxes en surplus. 8.2, to accept a bid for a sign at the municipal garage, decree a maximum expense of 1380 plus taxes.
I'll
propose it.
Je vais le seconder.
Joël Meillé, tout le monde est d'accord, we're in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Merci. 8.3, encore un avis de motion et un dépôt de projet de règlement. Règlement numéro 2025-005 concernant les entrées charretières et les ponceaux des entrées privées dans les municipalités de canton de l'eau. So, a notice of motion and also tabling a draft bylaw, which is a bylaw number 2025-005 regarding driveways and private entrances, entrance culverts in the municipality, township of l'eau.
On a besoin d'un autre conseiller, là.
Est-ce que Ghislain... Ghislain Robert? Merci. OK. Là, on a ajouté sur l'agenda le 8.4. C'est d'avoir... c'est soit réduire la vitesse, la limite de la vitesse sur le chemin Donovan à Benosta. C'est bien ça,
à
j'ai compris.
Kilomètres.
At 40, à 40 kilomètres. So 8.4 is to reduce the speed limit on Donovan Road to 40 kilometers an hour.
I'll propose it.
À un instant. Et de rajouter des enseignes.
Oui, tu as raison.
Nos enfants, attention à nos enfants, sur le chemin Donovan et sur le chemin Burroughs.
Sur Donovan et Burrough?
Burrough, yeah. I'll propose it.
I second it.
Oui.
10 minutes, hein? Don't take shorthand. Avec Ghislain Robert puis Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Madame la mairesse, on peut-tu faire ça avant de les acheter, de n'acheter de surplus pour réparer les ceux qui sont cassés?
Okay, so it's not just to reduce the speed limit, it's also to put up signs for our, you know, be care of children.
Children at play.
At play. For Donovan and Burrough. Okay. Là, on arrive à environnement. Okay. Tout le monde, okay. Is everybody, I did say everybody in agreement.
Oh, yeah. On peut faire unanime, celle-là?
Sure.
Tu peux, si tu veux, oui.
Mais je ne suis pas pour les autres. Moi, je suis d'accord.
Tout le monde est d'accord qu'on fasse unanime?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. On est rendu en environnement. Pour accepter une soumission mise à niveau station Venosta, décréter une dépense maximale de 36 755 taxes en surplus. So for under environment 9.1 to accept a bid, upgrade Venosta station, decree a maximum expenditure of 36,755 plus taxes. And that is the well.
I'll propose it.
Je vais seconder.
It.
Gislain Robert, Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord avec un agreement?
Yes.
Oui, yes. We could do that unanimous too if everybody agrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. 9.2. pour autoriser l'acquisition de 2 toilettes portatives et accorder un contrat d'entretien hebdomadaire des 4 toilettes portatives de la municipalité à la compagnie 1909-46 Canada Inc. First, Sanivac, le 3 juin 2025 au 12 octobre 2025 inclusive. So, 9.2 is to authorize the acquisition of 2 portable toilets and to grant a weekly maintenance contract for all 4 portable toilets of the municipality to Sanivac from June 3rd to October 12th, 2025, inclusively.
I'll second it.
Acquisition, does that mean you're buying them?
Yeah, there's 2 of them that we're buying, yes.
Okay.
So, who proposed?
Me.
Stefan Bond?
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy?
Madame la mairesse, ça serait important de mentionner le prix. Fait pour les 2 toilettes, c'est 1200$. Puis pour le contrat de
nettoyage,
c'est 220 par mois pour les 4 toilettes pour 4 mois, qui va dire 880$.
I almost forgot, Joanne.
All in agreement?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. 9.3, this is one of our additions. 9.3, c'est un ajout qu'on vient de faire pour ce soir. C'est pour autoriser la signature de renouvellement de l'entente avec la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, bout de fosse septique. 9.3, to authorize the signing of the renewal of the agreement with the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, septic tank sludge. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
Luc.
Luc Thivierge. Secondé par.
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Là, on va à 10. C'est nous. Là, on arrive à 10, urbanisme. 10.1, pour retenir les services de M. Yvon Blanchard, consultant municipal senior, service de l'urbanisme, décréter une dépense maximale de 13 350 taxes en surplus. So 10, urban planning. To retain the services from M. Yvon Blanchard, senior municipal consultant, urban planning development. Decree a maximum expenditure of $13,350 plus taxes. Besoin d'un proposeur?
Oui.
Je le seconde.
That's to help us roll out the new...
Oui, Luc Thivierge, Joanne Meillet.
That's to help us roll out our new urban plan?
Yes.
Yes. Tout le monde est d'accord et vous en agreement?
Yeah.
Oui.
Merci. Donc, loisirs, culture et communication 11.1. Pour octroyer une bourse d'études à 7 élèves finissant... Non, c'est 8, excusez. 8 élèves finissant de l'école secondaire Saint-Michaels et un élève finissant l'école secondaire du cœur de la Gatineau demeurant dans la municipalité de Cantonglo, décrétant une dépense maximale de $900. To grant a scholarship bursary to 8 students graduating from St. Michael's Secondary School and 1 student graduating from Cœur de la Gatineau Secondary School living in the municipality township below, decree a maximum expenditure of $900.
Je seconde.
Qu'est-ce qui est proposé? Maureen McAvoy?
Je seconde.
T'as une minute, là. J'essaie de trouver mon... Maureen McAvoy, Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone
oui.
Agree with?
Yes.
11.2. Pour appuyer la MRC de Marie-Gatineau. Troisième relance, résolution 2022 RAG 283, 2023 RAG 251 et 2024 AG403, projet de reconstruction du pont Jean des Terres sur le chemin Lépine-Clauvoy.
Correct, là?
Oui.
OK. 11.2, to support the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, third revival. Resolution 2022 RAG283, 2023 RAG251, and 2024 RAG403, project to rebuild the Jean d'Etat bridge on chemin Lépine-Clauvoy. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Luc.
Luc Tivierge, Schlein-Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord, le one agreement?
Oui. Yes.
Madame la mairesse, ça n'engage aucun financement non, de la part
rien
de
qui...
l'eau?
Non, absolument pas.
Parfait, oui.
Si tu lis la résolution, tu vas le voir.
Non, je voulais rien clore.
11.3, pour appuyer la MRC de Vallée-Gatineau, demande à Recyc-Québec et au ministère de l'Environnement adaptation nécessaire à la consigne modernisée pour répondre aux besoins des régions possédant un grand territoire et une faible densité de population. 11.3, to support the MRC Vallée-Gatineau, third revival, request to Recyc-Québec and the Ministry of the Environment, necessary adaptation to the modernized deposit system to meet the needs and regions with large territories and low population and density. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose it.
Cher Robert.
I'll second it.
Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord avec one agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. OK, là, on fait un ajout. Le 11.4. Pour accorder un don, élève finissant école primaire Queen Elizabeth. Donc, 11.4, to make a donation, graduating students, Queen Elizabeth School, elementary. Où est-ce qu'il est, Stéphane? Excusez. More paper. OK, terminé. Fait que...
Il y a 4 étudiants de l'eau.
C'est ça. Oui, il y a 4 étudiants de l'eau. On a dit quoi?
50 $ par étudiant.
Fait que 200 $. C'est ça que j'avais dit. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je vais le proposer.
Joanne Meillier.
Je vais le seconder.
Luc Tivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? We want agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
OK. 11.5, pour octroyer un don élève finissant pavillon Saint-Nom, nom de Marie, qui est au lac Saint-Marie. 11.5, to make a donation, graduating students, pavillon Saint-Nom de Marie, in Lake Saint-Marie. And we have the same amount. I think there's 6 students.
6 étudiants à 50 $ chaque.
Oui, 300 $.
300 $ en tout, je vais le proposer.
OK. So, Joanne Meillier, Luc Tivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone
yes.
Agreement?
Yes.
Merci. 11.6, pour octroyer... on avait mis celui-là?
Oui, il a été rajouté.
OK. Pour octroyer un don, voyage culturel en Espagne, 3 étudiants de l'école Sacré-Cœur de Graceville qui sont de l'eau. To make a donation, cultural trip to Spain, 3 students at Sacré-Cœur School in Graceville who reside in l'eau.
Je
vais seconder.
C'est 150 $ par étudiant pour 3 étudiants, c'est ça? Donne 450?
Oui. C'est ça que j'avais dans mes notes. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Merci.
Non.
Yes. OK. Joanne Meillier, non. The rest of you?
Oui. Yes. No, too. Yes for me.
OK. So Lee Angus is a no. Mais le restant, c'est oui. Fait que la majorité.
Maureen?
I thought I heard you.
No, she didn't.
Yes. Oh, okay.
For $150?
Mm-hmm.
Each.
Yeah.
Okay.
MM and MR.
So it's majority passes. On est-tu fini?
Oui.
Mon Dieu.
Période de questions.
Attends une minute, là. OK. Ça, c'est ceux qu'on vient de faire. Parfait. OK, c'est... Fait que là, on a une période de questions encore. We have a question period again.
Walter Brownrigg?
Yes.
6-3. I'm wondering about the animals.
It is an agreement with the MRC because they have built a building to have a SPCA person representing SPCA in our region, which will have better services, closer, no long wait times. Like we had a contract before with Gatineau. It's cost us like $5,000 a year. And this service right now is costing us nothing.
What kind for of the next dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats, yes.
But well, the bylaw covers more than just dogs and cats.
Well, yeah, but well,
domestic animals.
Okay. Okay.
Morris O'Connor, why is it costing us nothing now? Is this
it's a program that the MRC were able to get the monies, and it covers 3 years. The construction of the structure with all the cages or whatever they need for inside for the SPC operation. It also covers a vehicle, and it covers the salary of the SPC a worker for 3 years.
So it's a
grant.
Yeah. It's a grant.
Yes,
yeah. They got it from the government.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? Old question?
Yes. Lawyers of Honor again. You were making renewing a contract with the MRC for the septic?
Well, it's the 20. It was first signed 20 years ago, and it's due to be renewed, and that's what we're doing.
My real question to that is it a better contract than what we had before? Because we had no dates, almost no time for the...
We're working on that. We're working on that, Mr. O'Connor. We're working on that information.
But, I mean, are you going to sign a contract without that being in it, or are you going to sign...
No, it's not part of it.
Not part of it?
Not,
but for the last 3 years... We had a lot of different dates. Like our inspector at the time worked really hard with the MRC to make sure that we have our shares of dates.
Right, let's put it that way. Since 2017,
yeah,
we never had a trucks. We never had a citizen refuse to get their tank emptied at the MRC.
We're actually on the schedule now, too. Like, we have dates.
Yeah.
We have more dates.
We have more dates than before.
We have more?
We have more dates than before.
Because I was refused.
But you never told us that.
Recently, you were refused?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. I think it's changed since then.
But it's always in the season or in the off season?
It was in season.
Okay. Yeah, because they only have a certain time that they're open.
They still have certain dates to respect.
I know all about
okay.
that. I know all about that, but I think it was in September. Well open.
Yeah, it would have still been open.
And the tickets had already all have been given out for the municipality of Lowell in September.
I'm surprised.
Let's put it that way. That report never came to me.
As a
president of the environmental...
Okay, as long as... I want you to know that we should have good dates, better dates than what we had in the past.
Oh, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got dates every week now, every 2 weeks. There's allocated dates, and there's a lot more than what there used to be.
But if ever this happens to you, or you know somebody that this happens to, please contact...
Yeah, but you should still contact the office so that we can, you know... fight on your behalf?
Well, I did contact the office to say can I have a ticket, and I couldn't get one. Anyway,
okay,
that's
thank
if you.
Okay.
If you find it
fix that, great, no problem.
Yeah, we're working on it. Are there any other questions?
Me again?
Oh, no. Well, Mr. Brownrick.
Walter Brownrick. About the water and well, the drinking water and well, is the water good now?
Yes.
Okay. It is?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Well,
believe me, if there was something, you'd have a boil water advisory.
But Carol, it's important to say that it's not every time there's something wrong, even a break in the system.
It
doesn't mean the water is no good. It means that because there was a break and we worked on it, they have to have a boil water advisory.
And
it doesn't mean the water
is not,
it's just a process we have.
But it's a process and
precaution. But also it's worse again because we had, out of three breakdowns this winter, two breakdowns wasn't our infrastructure. Two of them were private infrastructures that broke, that put the station offline, that pushed a boil advisory.
Yeah.
Out of the three interruptions, one was on us, two was private infrastructure.
Correct.
And at the same time, once the infrastructure is down, you need a boil water till you get, I think, two different tests before you can get the go-ahead.
It depends if it was preventive. If it was preventive, yeah, one test would be enough. But if it's not preventive, two tests is needed. Two perfect results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. O'Connor?
Morris O'Connor. I listened to the audio of the meeting, of the last meeting. You dedicated $6,000 from the surplus to Canada Day. The question is, have you asked for a subvention from the federal for like $8,000?
Yes, we did.
I looked on their web and on their site, and they're still giving them out. They're not giving them out now. You had to have it in by the 1st of May. But was there a request asked?
There was paper
Maureen?
Filed.
Maureen, it was all filled out and sent?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
It was filled up. Wasn't sent.
It was full? That's too bad.
Okay, I didn't get an answer to that.
Nope.
You didn't ask?
Well
we
asked,
tried.
But it wasn't accepted. Or
no, it wasn't
what?
Sent.
It wasn't sent?
The person at the office at that time didn't send it.
Okay. Well, there's your answer.
We did fill out the paperwork, though. It just wasn't sent. Fell into the cracks.
Okay, can I ask one more?
Mm-hmm, sure.
The Revered Soleil. I also heard on the audio last week. I was approached by some people from that subdivision down there, or division down there, two people as a matter of fact, wanting to know why are we not picking up door-to-door down there?
Because
private road.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Belongs to the MRC.
It's a public.
It's a public.
It's a public. It's a
public road. Not owned by the municipality.
Not owned by us, yes, for sure.
But it's a public
still
road.
A public road.
It's a public road.
We're in talks with the MRC right now.
That doesn't matter.
And
if it's a public road, why are we not picking up?
First of all, we're not going to make changes to a garbage contract that exists right now for this year. Our plan is to have our own garbage truck for next year, and that's when we're going to change things.
That's another point I'd like to bring up. But how long is that? Rivière du Soleil been in operation, and we haven't been picking up. It's been a public road for X amount of years. I mean, we don't own it. We don't own the 105. Obviously, we do door-to-door on the 105. It's a public road. I don't know why we're not picking up at Rivière du Soleil. And there's a big tax bill coming from down there. They put a lot of money up in this area.
You are correct, and that's yes, I know.
Well, the first few years, I think the first 2 years, there was no rond-point,
okay.
Pour qu'il puisse servir, I don't know how to say it.
Roundabout.
Turnaround.
It's in the plans, though, for 2026, Morris.
Yeah, it is.
But it is for next
year. It's in the plans for 2026.
because
maybe you could inform the people down there of that thing.
We've said it last week.
Last meeting.
Excuse me,
you said last week is what Madame Le Maire said last week, was that you're trying to acquire the road. Why would the municipality try to acquire a public road that's been looked after by the MRC winter and summer? Why would you do that?
We're not trying to acquire it.
Yes, you did. It's on the audio.
Maybe I said that, but it's not.
When you were mayor and we transferred it to the MRC, the plan was to return it to the municipality.
I never heard that. They can't return it. The MRC can't return it. They lose totally like $400,000. They can't return it.
Okay. Well, that's what they're saying. Okay. They can't return it. We're not going to get it.
The original plan was to, because at first we were asked to take over the road and we said it wasn't conformed. So that's why, Joanne, you talk about the roundabout, but also the road had to be conformed for, if the municipality took it on, to be able to grade and do the snow plowing, stuff like that, and pick up garbage possibly. But then they turned around and said, no, we're not going to have the municipality take it over because of the grants they get for
they couldn't have the municipality take it over.
But they came back and told us that they couldn't give it to us to take over because they would lose out on the money, the grant money for recreation.
So now you have decided not to try to acquire it, or what?
Well, we can't. They're telling us we can't, but we're working on getting, you know, with our new truck that we're going to be purchasing for the garbage, recycling, and whatever, it's going to be on our schedule, and we want to give those citizens the same service that the others have.
Why would you go after a borrowing contract and an expense contract for $1 million when you only have 4 months left in your term?
Oh, the borrowing by that is $500,000 more.
It's $500,000
to buy a garbage truck. And our contract ends the end of December.
Well, you have $500,000 and $500,000. What's that?
No, it's $500,000 for the bylaw, the borrowing bylaw. And because we're doing a borrowing bylaw, we want to make a loan of $500 to pay for the truck, and then we get the money from Mamash afterwards to pay off the loan.
It's only $500,000,
but it's just $500,000.
You still have $1 million that you're budgeting, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been budgeted, as a matter of fact. So how do you put that in when you don't have a budget?
It's not for this year. Next year.
We're not going to have the truck till 2026, Morris.
But you're passing the resolution tonight.
Yes.
You've already passed it.
No, because service contract for the garbage ends at the beginning of December. So we need an option, and the cheapest option is for us to do the garbage contract instead of getting somebody else doing it.
You could put an addenda onto their contract increase their time limit to another 5 months, 6 months. You could do that and let the new administration, if there is going to be one, deal with it. But you're putting an expense on the next council,
yes,
of $500,000 or better, with only 4 months left in your term. That's, you know.
But don't forget something there. That company is there. We receive a lot of complaints every week about the way that they're doing garbage.
And the price is crazy.
Their cost for the garbage for a year is $500,000. So it's a no-brainer. You should buy a truck.
For the same cost.
We did have one.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out very good.
Well, I think it was working out pretty good.
Yeah. No, it didn't work out very well.
I think it was working out great.
Well, how would it work out then
when you have two days
of garbage and 2 days for recycle and 2 days for compost? How would that work out now?
Yeah, the compost was an end.
Would that work out good?
Plus, we didn't receive the grants that came with the recycling. We never saw. The others kept it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they bought it. They didn't keep it. They bought it.
They bought their portion.
They bought their share. We just didn't give it away.
No, she's talking about
the grant.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the
grant. Recycling grant.
My bad.
The recycling money that we were due, we never received.
No, anyways, you're right. There was a Quebec grant. There was quite a few years we never got our money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that came out to a good chunk.
Anyway,
we see it in our...
But that's because the CIC Quebec money was being managed by the other partner in the garbage truck.
Yep. It's because
we didn't have any contract.
We won't go into detail right now.
Well, I think it needs to be said.
That's right.
The contract, when it was signed, was giving away our administrative powers, and they kept the money for their administrative powers. That's why Recyc Québec was sending the money to them and not to us, because the contract
gave them the
pouvoir administratif pour le contrat. Donc, they were receiving our money.
Okay.
One more last question from me, please. Could you give us an update on the Pineview restaurant here and 16
yep.
Martindale?
Well,
is it okay if we go? We got a call.
Pineview, it's in the lawyer's hands now, and we're moving, and we're hoping to get an answer in the next few days as to where it's going, because we've sent a lot of documentation that was no response, and now we have to have our lawyer.
I agree with you, Morris, though. It's been way too long. Someone's got to get done with that.
Where's my bag?
Especially there. Especially on the
way.
Yes, we know that. We know that.
If it's there, I'll pick it up.
Front and center.
So one's here. Can you bring it?
I know. Yeah. Certain things were asked to be done. They were asked to do certain things. They didn't do it. No return calls, no return anything. And we sent registered letters. So now it's in the hands of the lawyer to bring to court. 16 Martindale.
And it's Wakeling's mother's old house.
Well, that's the next file that our inspector is going to be working on.
That's well overdue, though, too. It's been there for 30 years now.
I'd just like to point out that Monsieur Schneider-Robert and Maureen Rice left the meeting on a fire call. And it is 7:20, or 8:20 already. Wow.
Well, we have.
So, if there are no other questions, are you d'autres questions? Je ferme la rencontre.
Je voulais rien mentionner que juste l'an passé, pour la ristourne du recyclage, là, c'était 189 000 $ qu'on a reçu. So, for recycling last year, it was $189,000 for recycling. So the fact that Denome was keeping part of our share, that's why the contract wasn't renewed with them.
Okay. Fait que j'ai Luc Tivierge et Lee Angus pour fermer la rencontre.
Oui.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Merci d'avoir venu ce soir. Thank you for coming to the meeting tonight.
Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.